This is John Batchelor. Good evening. The show begins tonight in Iraq with Bill Raggio talking about a KIA of a man who's been associated with Hezbollah and mass murder at least since 1983, is associated with Mughniya, the dead head terrorist in Hezbollah once upon a time, the Marine barracks, the torture and murder of the CIA station chief, the blowing up of the American embassy in Beirut. And he's also associated, this man Duktuk, with the East Africa bombing in the Clinton administration. He's dead. What does this mean? It means that all these years later, we take account of the fact that he was in U.S. custody in Iraq. He was handed over to the Iraqi government at the time, put on trial, found guilty, innocent, released. And therefore was a very, very successful mass murder for Hezbollah until Israel found him in Syria, and he's gone. I also talked to Bill and David Daoud about the Hezbollah right now. After more than a year of continuing to fire rockets and drones into North Israel, claiming they were doing this in sympathy with their brothers Hamas, and that they would stop firing when Hamas was afforded a ceasefire. Hezbollah is now said to have sought a separate ceasefire for itself. Hamas is no longer a concern. They're backing down. What this means for the region is yet to be determined. It hasn't happened yet, but Hezbollah is badly, badly damaged. It will reconstitute itself over years. And then to John Hardy in Ukraine, Bill Raggio and I are traveling from Iraq to Lebanon, now off to Ukraine. First, we talk of the escalation, the attackums fired into Russia, Russia firing a hypersonic medium range ICBM, it's said, into Ukraine. And then we talk of the ground fighting where the Russians are making steady advances. Ukraine now has anti-personnel mines issued. Why? Because the Russians are swarming. And that means that there's a clock running down on how long Ukraine can hold out. Till the 20th of January, I don't know much beyond that. There's a game here behind the scenes between Moscow, Washington, and Kyiv. Can't tell it. Lawfare at the ICC. Malcolm Honlein joins with Thaddeus Mercado. We talk about the ICC and so-called indictment of Prime Minister and the former Defense Minister of Israel. And the indictment turns on food and supplies for the people in Gaza. It's false on the face of it, false in details. However, there it is. And Lawfare works that way. You make a lot of noise first, and then you come to the details that don't pan out, but you've made your statement. Anti-Semitism. Malcolm reports on a mass riot demonstration against Israel in Montreal, Canada. And then conversation with Nuri Turkel about the abuse of the Uyghurs and how the U.S. has passed legislation to prevent slave labor materials and products coming into the United States, but it has holes in it. Nuri Turkel joins at the Hudson Institute to talk about what is to be done. The New World Report with Joseph Umar on Venezuela. Trendy Aragua is the very dangerous state-sponsored narco-terrorism gang in the United States and throughout the Americas, intimidating, murdering, recruiting. State-sponsored. This is a direct consequence of the policy of the Caracas regime to undermine the credibility and the safety of other states, including the United States. What is to be done? The New World Report also picks up later on the story in Brazil with Ernesto Araújo. The Supreme Court Justice de Moraes, Alexander de Moraes, who has favored Lula da Silva, got him out of jail so he could run for election, has persecuted and pursued many members of the Bolsonaro government, ex-former government, now accuses Mr. Bolsonaro through the offices of the state prosecutor of plotting a coup, plotting assassination of Lula da Silva. But Ernesto tells me this will be delayed until February. They're stringing it out. Why is this happening? Ernesto's interpretation has to do with two surprising facts, Donald Trump and Elon Musk. He speaks of it later, and I welcome you to join and listen to his explanation. It sounds at first fantastic, but there it is. Will Selber of FDD and Bill Raggio joined to talk about Afghanistan. What is to be done? There are two resistance movements now working, recruiting, and Will Selber's visited them in Afghanistan. He's Lieutenant Colonel, U.S. Air Force, retired, combat veteran of Afghanistan, many tours in Afghanistan. I think he said 6 years. This is about the people of Afghanistan being so persecuted by the Taliban that there is support for a counterinsurgency over many years. We also talk about who's responsible for the defeat in Afghanistan. And Will Selber names some names. Bill Raggio wants more names mentioned. Antonio Calabashanu in Bucharest, the surprise election in Bucharest for president of the country of Romania, member of the EU, member of NATO, is a man named Georgescu, who associates himself with populism, authoritarianism. He's very colorful, 62 years old. He's campaigned on Tic Tac, and it was successful. He outpolled all the other candidates. There'll be a runoff. There's also another election, parliamentary election, coming up. Let's put this in the box that says populism is rising in Germany, in France, in Italy, in London, and now in Romania. It's spreading across the EU. Anti-EU, anti-NATO, anti-US, pro-Russia. You understand. Whatever's going on, we're against it. And that is a refreshing spirit. Most favored nation extended to China in the late 20th century. There's now talk in Washington of pulling it back. Most favored nation. Alan Tonelson joins Gordon Chang and myself. And then finally, about the attackers. Grant Matten Newsham, Lieutenant Colonel, Colonel Grant Newsham, U.S. Marine Corps retired, talks about provoking the bear, poking the bear, Russia, with attacker missiles, not enough to make a difference in the war, but enough to poke the bear, firing missiles into Mother Russia. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.